people around me with God's love? Yes, I do. And so do you. And so we don't, you know, we can go 2 minutes without, we can turn on the news, we can log into Facebook, and we know that our world is broken. And there's some serious work to be done. And God has chosen us to do it. We see the hurt. We want to help. But I don't know about you, sometimes I don't know where to start, and I feel frozen and overwhelmed. So here's the good news. In my opinion, I think we overthink it. So let's just start with real simple teach high school kids. I'm really good with awkward silence.
Mental health problems.
Yeah. making them feel welcome. I think it's easy to come say, sure, you can stay if you're traveling through in-laws. But making them feel welcome and loved and cared for and folding them into your home, not just your house, but into your home, is such a ministry of hospitality. What else?
Hospitality is looking someone in the eye and saying hello.
Yes. Love that.
Will you repeat that?
She said, hospitality is looking someone in the eye and saying hello.
And like you said earlier, calling somebody's name, like going out to the person who's picking up our trash, or somebody who is cleaning a bathroom, which you can use the public area to tell them how to. It's really cute.
It is.
I feel that somebody's noticing and appreciating them.
Yeah, it really is. And hospitality, I mean, you think of it beyond just your home and your house. How we can use it.
What about Meals on Wheels? When you go and deliver the meals and talk to the individuals, make sure they're okay and let them know that there's somebody out there that cares about
them. Yeah,
and
they're seen.
Did you say they're seen?
They're seen, yeah.
I think inviting people to church is just kind of hard. I mean, it shouldn't be hard, but it's hard.
Right.
It's a little awkward.
Yes. So true. But this is our home. We should feel just as free to invite people here as we do in the, you know, our chaotic world. It's like the house we live in. We should feel just as ownership over this place, this place, as our own home.
Yeah. Last week, the ministry fair, Karen, I'm not sure her last name, but as the mother of Katie Rose, an adult who's in a wheelchair, probably due to cerebral palsy, and she told me that this is the friendliest church.
She told me that too.
And that was just, not just made me feel so good, she just really made me feel very comfortable and welcome.
See, I don't need this class. We've done it. So I love that. Okay, so Priscilla and Aquila actually ended up following Paul to Ephesus and became teachers of God's word on top of being tent makers. So in Acts 18, we see again, it's, meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he only knew the baptism of John, blessedly. He began to speak boldly at the synagogue, and when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. Y'all, I love this. So they went there, also they took their tent-making shop with them. And in some commentaries, it said they pretty much just like opened up a separate shop in their one in Corinth and kept going. But they had a lifetime of being teachers of the word through their job and used everyday interactions to encourage other people to dig deep into the word of God and explain the word of God more adequately. So much so that in Romans, Paul calls them co-workers. So they hosted a church in their home in Ephesus. So how can we follow their lead and open up our homes? And how can we encourage people to dig into the word in a real and authentic way? Is it to host a Bible study? To host a small group? Is it to start a mentorship out of your home? To mentor young men in your home, young women in your home, young couples? If you are a seasoned married couple that has wisdom to offer, that you have come out of the valleys, and you can take a couple into your home and show, this is how we've come out, this is how we are doing life. That is a ministry. So that those two, Priscilla and Aquila, they may not have been as well known as Paul. They did mighty work as tent makers. So Paul, a bit more well known. And for those that may not know his whole life, even though you go to St. Paul's Church, I'm crazy. I totally embarrassed my kids when I was doing this earlier because they were asking me who Paul was. So I pretended like I was a sportscaster doing this, like, highlight reel, So I'm going to do it for you. Dad, you're about to be so embarrassed. Okay, you ready?
Paul, born a Roman citizen in Jewish barracks, becomes a Pharisee,
examples. Okay. How long do we have time? Good. Okay. So, are you making snack bags for the kids in your neighborhood ministry? Are you writing encouraging letters to friends? Are you serving in the soup kitchen ministry? Are you empowering children? Women. Men. Students. Ministry. Are you taking care of your elderly parents? Ministry. Are you delivering blankets to newborns? Hosting an exchange student? Ministry. Are you laughing as the kids crawl through your doggy door, even if you just need a little peace, but not as much as they may need my help that day? Ministry. Are you lending out your vacation home to a family that might need respite? Ministry. Tutoring. Ministry. Taking supper to an exhausted mom. Ministry. My address is 3607. Are you sitting quietly with and holding the hand of a friend who's lost a parent, who's lost a child? Ministry. Are you packing an extra lunch to send with your kid to school? Ministry. Not only in feeding another kid, but you're off ministry, you're giving your kid the eyes to see outside of themselves, too, and see a need. Ministry, sort of a pay-it-forward thing. Are you buying an extra cup at Starbucks or Camino's to give to the person in line behind you? Ministry. Muffins in the break room. Ministry. Praying for God to move in your company, in your workplace. These are all acts of ministry that we can do within and outside of the constraints, from 8 to 5. You're ministries, you ministers of God, and you've got this. But guess what? I'm a big believer that we can't hear the voice of God and know what our purpose is without giving ourselves the gift of stillness and silence and reflection to truly hear. It is easy, you know, we look at 1 Corinthians 13. We don't want to be the clanging cymbals. We want to really change majors because you've been moved by the love of God. And you're only going to be able to feel that if you give yourself some stillness and reflection time to hear what he has for you. So, I've got a little gift for all of you. I've got these little journals that you can carry around. They're small enough to fit in your back pocket or your suit jacket pocket.